With continuing coverage of Iowa high school basketball, we are talking to Pella Christian senior forward Eric Mulder. Eric, thanks for joining us after what I know was a tough loss and a game that I know probably meant a lot to you guys in the locker room. What was that feeling like for you guys as you go back into the locker room and unfortunately, with the 55-25 loss here tonight?
Just kind of disappointed. We know that's not the best basketball we can play. And we just never really got into a rhythm, and yeah, just disappointed because we know we can play better than that.
Absolutely, and I know that you dealt with foul trouble tonight, but you still managed to come away with 9 points and 7 boards in a game where, most of the second half you were playing with 3 and 4 fouls. When you get in that situation where you're dealing with foul trouble and stuff like that, and you know that you can't be as aggressive, how does that change your mindset? And especially in a game where, some of the calls you may not have agreed with, but how does that change your mindset as you try to attack and play the style of play that you do where you play predominantly in the post?
I just try to slow it down a little bit and look to kick it out a little bit more and not be as aggressive on the board, so try not to pick up another foul.
Absolutely. And, you guys coming off of a couple of big wins against Indianola and Grinnell, and unfortunately, like we said, tonight didn't go the way you had planned, but as you move forward here, what is the takeaway from this game, if there is one, for you guys in the locker room as you go to finish the final few weeks of the season here?
I just think that's we can play a lot better basketball than that, and the best is still to come, and we're still coming together as a team.
Yeah. With Nico Schurz not being out there right now, dealing with the ankle injury, obviously injuries happen or whatever, but how has that injury kind of affected the way that you guys play? And, not to say that that's, hurt the team or anything like that, but just what does that affect when you lose a guy like Nico Schurz who can kind of help out on the boards there and help with that inside attack that you guys like to play with?
Missing his rebounding has been huge. That's kind of hurt us. And then the high-low and just that they have to respect the high-low more when he's in there.
Yeah, and Danny Andringa has stepped into his position and, taken on that responsibility. And I know that he had 16 points up at Grinnell the other night in a game where they were very focused on taking you out of the game plan. What does he bring to the floor in the place of Nico that really helps benefit the team?
His rebounding is really good, and I think he runs the floor really well and helps speed up the game and open up the floor.
Absolutely, and now you guys get ready to play Newton for homecoming. Obviously, a lot of energy around homecoming all the time, and a big environment there as you get ready for another Little Hawkeye Conference game against a team that's trying to sneak their way up there to the top. How do you guys make sure that you come out and play that best game and not allow Newton back into the running here at the top of the Little Hawkeye Conference?
I think getting rebounds is huge. Get some offensive rebounds and get the ball moving and get everyone involved in scoring.
Absolutely. Thanks, Eric, for the time. We appreciate you coming and talking Pella Christian basketball. We wish it would have been under better circumstances, but great game for you tonight with 9 points and 7 boards, despite the fact that you were battling foul trouble in what was an unfortunate loss for you guys. But, Eric, thanks for joining us here on the broadcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Eric Mulder of the Pella Christian boys basketball team.